Yeah, absolutely. And I think for me, I have to say, one of my highlights of the day was the chance to meet one of my heroes. Sylvia Earle is undoubtedly a pioneer of ocean exploration. She's clocked an amazing 7,000 hours underwater. I think she holds amazing records for the deepest diving woman to go in all these crazy submersible vessels and stuff. And at the age of 75, she's still going strong, still scuba diving, and she's heading up all sorts of campaigns to protect the oceans. So we caught up with Sylvia and asked her what she thought about the Census of Marine Life.
It's been said several times, and I'll say it again, this is a wonderful beginning. 10 years is a long time, and it has set the stage for whatever follows. This really has stirred things up and makes it perfectly obvious that the great era, maybe the greatest era of exploration, is truly just beginning. Some think that it's all over, that we have to reach skyward to find new frontiers, and of course we can find them there. We need to do that. But mostly, we need to get to know this part of the universe, this part of the solar system, this place that keeps us alive. It's critical in terms of that great dream of humankind, and that is to have peace. We cannot have peace among ourselves if we fail to make peace with nature. And we're not. Right now, we're not. We're cutting forests that have been growing for thousands of years. We're mining the ocean of its wildlife that has been developing for hundreds of millions of years. And I can forgive it only on the basis that people just don't know. They don't know. And yet, we have the power of knowing, and the Census of Marine Life has gone a long way toward putting things in perspective, that not only have we just begun to get to know this ocean planet and to appreciate that our lives are dependent on the ocean and the creatures. It's not just rocks and water out there. It's a living system that gives us oxygen, that grabs the carbon out of the atmosphere, that drives the food webs, drives not just the carbon cycle and the oxygen cycle, but the water cycle. It's where 99%, 97% of the water on the planet is. And without the ocean, no rain, no water, no life. We absolutely are dependent. We are sea creatures every bit as much as those magnificent numbers of individuals that the Census of Marine Life has been cataloging and celebrating at this occasion.
Wonderful stuff. Well, that was veteran ocean explorer Sylvia Earle sharing her thoughts on the census and the future for the oceans.